When belief loses its meaning. In the past, people believed in God and went to church, but over time, although many still profess belief in God, they have drifted further and further from the God who became flesh. Faith has gradually become a routine, ordinary matter, something that seems disconnected from the living presence of Jesus. As a result, church attendance has declined today. With the rapid rise of AI technology, various GPT and AGI products are slowly becoming a kind of new religion, as if they could form a new belief system. But in truth, all of this reflects a deeper spiritual apathy. Think carefully about this. God created humanity in His own image, and a trace of conscience still remains in every heart. People still long for goodness. When they lie, do wrong, or reject what is good, they feel remorse. When they are treated unjustly or unfairly rejected, they hope for righteousness and justice. The problem is not that people no longer believe in God's existence. Rather, they doubt God's omnipotence. Just as the serpent once questioned, "Did God really say?" People may acknowledge God's existence and even His usefulness, but He is no longer their ultimate need. What they truly refuse to surrender is their own judgment. When they need God, He must come to their aid. When they do not need Him, they want full control. Their feelings and desires matter far more than God's reality. Whether God is useful becomes the measure of whether He truly exists for them. In this state, believing in God becomes almost indistinguishable from believing in no God. As a result, people lose true wisdom. They trust only their limited abilities and allow various ideologies and technologies to shape them. Over the years, they depend on habit and experience, thinking they have become mature. Yet God calls us to the church so that our direction can be reversed, so that we may behold the incarnate Christ, and through the Holy Spirit be restored to the one almighty true God, becoming genuine believers in God. He also wants us to understand that this brief life is not the whole of human existence, and that there are different destinies beyond death. Indeed, accepting redemption through the cross, denying our natural selves, living only by grace, and believing that all true goodness is found solely in Him is extraordinarily difficult for anyone. But changing one's destiny and rising above our limitations is no small matter. It is the greatest matter of all. Let us reflect on this together.